Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this evening's meeting of the South Eastern Area Planning Committee. Agenda item one is Chairman's notices. There are two. First is a sound recording of the meeting. Please note the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. At the start of the meeting, an announcement will be made about the sound recording. I don't know why I say that. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to give permission to be included in the recording. And the second notice is fire. In the event of a fire, officers will notify those present, if you're not already aware. Please use the fire exits marked with a green running man, which is at the back of the room. The fire assembly point is Barclays Bank car park. Please gather there and await further instruction. Agenda item two, apologies for absence. I think we're all present. Agenda item three, minutes of the last meeting. Pages 7 to 14. Agreed? Thank you. Agenda item four, disclosure of interests. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests, or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware, should the need arise throughout the meeting. Any members? Councillor Helm.
Item 5, Chairman. All non-pecuniary. I used to own a mushroom farm and I successfully converted to industrial estate. And I know the applicant on 5. And I know one of the supporters on 6, but non-pecuniary.
Councillor Pratt.
In Chairman, non-pecuniary interests, there's a county councillor who are consulted on planning matters.
Councillor Ms. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. Agenda item 5, as advised by the monitoring officer, I would like to declare a potential or possible pecuniary interest in that agenda item. So I will be leaving the chamber.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Fluker.
Thank you, Chairman. Agenda item 7, in the interest of openness and transparency, and according to some free newspapers in Burton, honesty too, Chairman, I know the applicant and I know the applicant's agent. Thank you.
Councillor Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Non-pecuniary, I'm a member of Essex County Council and they get consulted on matters of highways and access. I do happen to know the agent who is acting for agenda item number 5. And I'm having trouble getting in, so I can't remember some other things, but if I need to, I'll declare later on.
Thank you. Councillor Elliot. Sorry, forgotten. Councillor Elliot.
It happens, you know.
Thank
you, Chairman. Agenda item 7, I know the applicant.
I'll try again.
Anybody else? Not
get so far, then it won't
get. Is that it? Right, thank you. Agenda item 5, Maythorn, the NBA All Thorn, it's section 73 application, 73A application, change of use of barns to 3 dwelling houses. There's a recommendation to refuse the reasons as detailed in section 8 of the report.
Thank you, Chairman. A section 73 application has been received to regularise the change of use of mushroom sheds to 3 bedroom dwellings. The works include a link attachment to an outbuilding to the south, the conversion of a packing shed towards the front of the site to a 3-bay garage and residential gardens. The works have largely been undertaken with the exception of the link attachment and the garage buildings. The application site as shown in the location plan lies outside the defined settlement boundary. It is noted that a prior approved application was previously granted at the site, which is a material consideration. However, as the permission cannot be implemented, it can only be attributed to someone. Therefore, given that the development lies outside assessment boundary and the prior approval does not provide a fallback position, as the decision is no longer extant, the principle of development in this locality has not been established. This is discussed in section 5.1 of the report. These plans show the barns prior to the works being carried out and the packaging shed. These are also images of the barns prior to the works. This is the proposed site plan. Proposed elevations, proposed floor plan, and proposed garage plans. Here are some photos of the surrounded area and the view site. Some more photos. And more photos of the development. The application site is in a prominent position within the public realm. The barns prize the conversion of agricultural in character and appearance and appropriate for the rural area. The development that's carried out has materially altered the character of the buildings and the site and has created an urban form uncharacteristic of the rural countryside. This is further intensified by the chosen palliative materials and the presence of residential paraphernalia. Therefore, it's considered that the development presents urban sprawl into the countryside and detracts from the character and appearance of the site and the area, harming the intrinsic character and beauty of the countryside. It should also be noted that the development as constructed and proposed is also fundamentally different to that granted under the prior approval application. A comparison has been provided in these slides. There's the site plan, the front elevations, and rear elevations.
Keep trying on this.
Given the significance of the changes, the design and appearance of the previous application is considered to be of minimal weight in terms of this application. The car parking and private amenity space is shown in the site plan and is considered insufficient for family size units in the rural area. Given that the site is situated in an unsustainable area away from day-to-day services and facilities, the shortfall of amenity space and the provision of one parking space per dwelling is not considered adequate. For the reasons outlined, it is not considered that the prior approval application as a material consideration outweighs the harms to the character and appearance of the area and countryside and the lack of sufficient car parking and amenity space. Therefore, the application is recommended for refusal. Members' attention
is
also drawn to the members' update, which
was
circulated, and there's been no further
update since. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you. We have two people wishing to speak to this application. The first is Parish Councillor Paul Burgess. So Burgess, if you can just step forward towards the table, you have got 2 minutes from the time you start speaking to say what you wish to say.
Right. Awful Parish Council notes that it failed to register a recommendation on this application. As chairman, this causes me some embarrassment, but I would plead to mitigating circumstances. The wording of the application caused council some confusion as the conversion of the agricultural building was completed and the S73 comment appeared ambivalent. In addition, from memory, the application was due to be reviewed at a Parish Council meeting that was declared in quorum due to a lack of attending councillors. As regards the very complex and detailed assessment of the officer's report, we note that this proposal has been undertaken but seeks to regularise the alterations and extensions that have been undertaken. We note that revisions include a new link room to the boiler room, garden extensions, and a shed extension to garage. I'm pretty sure we have supported it, we will have supported the application, and note that two adjoining neighbours supported it. However, from the officer's report, we also note that he did not consider that the development in its current form, if it were being assessed anew under the prior approval process, would be considered to fall within the remit of permitted development. Therefore, the prior approval process provides no fallback position in this instance. Secondly, the breach of planning control was not solely on a technicality. The changes from what was approved under the prior approval application 1600991 were so significant there were 6 variations noted that the development could no longer benefit from prior approval and constituted unlawful development. On this basis, I consider that the Parish Council should support the officer's recommendation to refuse this application.
Thank you. And the second person wishing to speak is the applicant, Mr. Andrew Powell.
Powell,
just step forward, you've got 2 minutes to state your case.
My granddad originally purchased this land in 1922, and the buildings were originally chicken sheds, which were built by Dad and granddad over 50, 60 years ago. There was a mushroom shed was then built in between, and they were then all converted to mushroom growing. In 1990, the mushroom farming business finished, and they then stood redundant for 28 years. Now, conversion of old farm buildings is the whole intention of the National Community Policy to create new homes. And also the new NPPF update in July just this year, 18, also strongly enforces the reuse and enhancement of old redundant buildings. In October 16, we got the committee development approval, and in January 18, we successfully completed the conversion and the old original strip foundations, the floors and the old brick walls. All structural warranties, building regulations, certifications were all issued and all satisfactory. They're now home to 3 families, 11 people, and children, one of the children has disabilities. They have pets, they're very happy, there's no parking problems, and there's no play problems. They've all submitted letters of support. All the works were completed fully in accordance with the permitted development approval, i.e. there's no floor increase, no height increase, no curtage increase, same number of units, same number of doors, same number of bedrooms, same number of skylights as the approved concept plans. The internal layout was just changed to make the lounges face the gardens and overview the area. But in January this year, we put in an application just to convert the old packing shed to a three-car garage and just to connect the boiler house. This is not new development. It's no visual impact, causes no harm to neighbours or to the countryside. So we don't understand why it took 7 months to validate the application that we follow the direction. The original conversion has already been completed as permitted development. Arguments towards sustainability and remoteness are surely now irrelevant. So minor cosmetic changes were only occurred to the windows, entry roof and some material colours. Again, these cause no harm. So I hope you can support and allow approval to our application. Thank you.
Warden Member Councillor Boyce.
Thank you, Chairman. My preliminary thoughts, I think, rather like the Parish Council. And I would be minded to support. However, I have great concern about two and three reasons for refusal. It can create, I mean, the present occupants, which I'm horrified to learn are there, might be able to contain their activities and car usage. But this, if we had this as a fresh application for three units on this site, we wouldn't have allowed it. We may well have gone to say that the buildings could be converted into two units to allow the additional amenity and parking spaces. At the moment, I'm not really sure. I'd like to hear some of the rest of the debate. But I'm tended towards supporting the officer recommendation.
Another members? Councillor Helm?
As a former mushroom farm, a conversion of these buildings to industrial use, not habitable use, I actually drove past there this evening. I missed it, because I couldn't see it, believe it or not. So it was that intrusive, I didn't see it. So I had to turn around and come back and have a look. And I was astonished at the smart look of these buildings and how they looked and how they sit in the countryside, how brilliant they looked. And I can't see why we're refusing this, because it looks so good and fits in with the countryside. And I'll reserve it to come back later, if I may.
Thank you, Jim. Can I just look at the elevations of what was approved and what we've now got?
That's the rear elevation.
So they're all the top ones are approved?
So the top ones are...
As approved. So it says elevations rear as approved, and underneath it you've got...
Elevation rear.
So these ones here are part of this application.
So the ones above are... That's a retrospective application then, is it? So what's actually approved is below?
Yes.
Okay, so am I right in thinking that when inspectors have considered these types of applications in the past, and I'm referring to one that was dealt with recently on appeal in Scottsdale, Southminster, the inspector made it quite clear that the policy was to support the change of redundant farm buildings, but they should actually be within the shape of the existing buildings. So I find this one very, very difficult to understand.
You want to get an answer from the officers on this?
Well, I think that's fact, isn't it? I mean, I read the planning application. I read the appeal tonight only this. I've looked at the appeal for one in Denji as well, where they wanted to change the shape of the existing building. And again, the inspectors weren't happy. They read everybody understands the policy. I agree with Councillor Boyce, I think, on this one. But I'll give way to Councillor Elliott.
Councillor Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a small bit of clarification to start with. Can the officers, I presume, I th- think I did read it somewhere, that the original conversion was a delegated decision given by the officers. It never came before this committee.
Through you, Chairman. The original decision, Chairman, is actually was a prior approval process, which is through the permitted development legislation, which is different to a planning application. Mm. The prior approval process is delegated to officers, and there's a time constraint. For that reason, actually, they don't come before members. If they did, nearly always did automatically go out of time and get grant consent permission. But obviously, as you know, with a number of appeals, I'm sure you understand that the prior approval process is very different for plan application. And when we have a plan application, we're able to consider all of the legislation, all of our policies, government guidance, which is different to that of the prior approval, where it's much more bespoke, descriptive, and we just have to go through the process. As explained in the office report, that's the big difference.
So the prior approval application didn't have to consider amenity space?
Things that could change, sorry. It's very much on there's only a number of considerations we can consider. One is appropriate location, and that's actually not about sustainability. Government guidance is very clear about that. That's, for example, if it's adjacent to a very noisy or inappropriate use, obviously this is considered to have done that. There's transport noise, and I think there's another one which I'm going to call that, flooding, the considerations. So they're the only things we can look at. So the issues that you've got in relation to reasons for review, the three reasons for review, are not things that we can fully consider at a prior approval process.
So what we've got now is, because the applicant did not fully comply with the prior approval application, it then has to have a full planning application, of which these other planning implications fall in. Yes? I see. I'll come back, but I'd like to hear some more. I'll consider that.
But, Mr. Lee, I would agree that the MPPF under paragraph 79 little c says that rural buildings should be considered for development housing.
Chairman, in accordance with policy, and as the report and recommendations clearly show, this doesn't meet that policy requirement.
Mm. Which is what?
Which is quite a lot. You know, sustainability, there's access to resources. You know, obviously, members need to be reminded that this is a planning application. It's very different in nature to prior approval. And I think prior approval is for tilt situation, should be given appropriate weight. The Office of Report explains our professional judgment on the way you should give it. And I think actually it's two things. One is obviously the Little Ash Street appeal that the council lost recently. Actually, it's quite a good guide for this. That was an agricultural building that our planning commission, or prior approval, was sought and granted. They then subsequently came with a planning application. They hadn't undertaken the works, so that was a fallback position. And the inspector actually goes through the planning application and actually says conscious policy, but highlights that there was a prior approval process that could be implemented that was still an exam commission, and that it was likely, because of the minor changes between the two, to the application previously consent, it was likely that they would be given permission or likely be implemented. And that, as a material consideration, was given substantial weight. It's quite different to this application, where generally, when you look at a material consideration, such as a previous decision, sorry if I'm going to go on members, but one of the things, first thing you really need to look at is that previous permission extant, can it be implemented? In this case, it can't be. You then need to consider, is the planning position, such as policies, etc., the same as what happened with the previous permission? Well, actually, this is totally different because the first one was a prior approval, while this one is a planning application. So they are totally different. So it's very similar to if, you know, a whole new LDP had come out or completely new government guidance. Totally juxtaposition, very big difference. So that falls away. You then need to look at actually the value of the commission. Has it been implemented in accordance with the approved plans, but for some minor reason it's fallen down. They're sort of two parts of the same thing. I think in this case, you can see from those photos, or through those pictures, it's not been implemented as it should be. And it isn't a technicality such as there was a condition that said, you know, prior to use, materials must be submitted and agreed. And they haven't been submitted, but we are happy with them. So that falls away as well, that reason for that position. You then need to look at, as this is a prior approval, do you think that falls within the remit? And as explained by the officer's report, the planning authority recommendation is that that does not fall within the remit of a prior approval process. So my professional judgment and my advice to all you members would be to give the previous permission very limited way. That would then bring you on to our LDP position, the MPPF position, and obviously, as the officer's report explains, there have been a number of applications and appeals within this area that have been dismissed on sustainability. Members, my advice is that you should be looking at this as a fresh application for planning and only on that merit of that. And obviously, as the report states, it should therefore be recommended.
Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to remind members of Little Ash Tree Farm that we refused, but the inspector went because they had this Cooper and passed the thing. Windows all been cut out in different positions and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a precedent set there as well.
Well, I mean, certainly what I've been reading of recent months in the Country and the Business Association, I mean, they are saying that planners must treat redundant farm buildings completely differently to any other application, and that and sustainability is not the be-all and end-all of it. I will disagree with Mr. Lee on this. I don't follow exactly what he's saying. It's not the same as what I have been reading in possibly the other side's press, but nevertheless, it is different, and so I have difficulty agreeing with this.
Can I come back again?
Yes, come on.
And also, there was no proper transport links, it was outside the village development plan. The inspector overruled all that and passed it. Mm. So, you know, that set a real precedence against this, because it's former agriculture building, which this is.
Mm. Councillor Pratt has had his hand up for a little while. Councillor Mooker.
I think it's important. Little Ash Tree Farm was to do with fenestration, not changing the shape of the building. This is to do with a changing the shape of the building. But I think the one to be learned for is the one in Scots Hill in Southminster, which was dealt with under appeal. And that was within the same shape and everything else. So, you know, it's very good to have an update on something that's happened in the past, but that was to do with fenestrations, not the profile of buildings, which this is very much to do with. Mm. And that is why, in my mind, it does not accord with the MPPF. But
point of clarity, I did actually mention Little Ash Tree at the beginning. The point is that the inspector went through that and actually highlighted where it was contrary to policy, but said because there was a prior approval that had not been implemented and could still be implemented, that was a material consideration that outweighed the conflict with policy. This situation is the total opposite. There is no prior approval that can be implemented because the work has been undertaken. So therefore, you know, as I said, that is actually a really good guide to understand this application, because it's the total opposite of where we are at the moment, and therefore backs up that the prior approval should be given very limited way in determination of this application.
Councillor Hill, you've had two goes, but I have another one, and I must go to
I'd like to propose to accept this application.
You're making a proposal
that
it should not to refuse the
approve it.
Is that seconded? In that case, it falls. Councillor Boyce?
Well, I was going to move very reluctantly the officer's recommendation, Chairman. I have greatest sympathy with this, but to pass this would actually, from what I've heard this evening, drive a horse and cart through our policies and their own. I move the officer's recommendation.
Yeah. Is that agreed by members?
Agreed.
No.
In that case, we have a show of hands, please. Those in favour of the officer recommendation to refuse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Against. to, in that case, the recommendation for refusal stands. In that case, you refuse. Could somebody retrieve Councillor Mrs. Acevedo, please? Right, members, if we can move on. Agenda item 6, rooms 8 and 9 at Mayland Industrial Estate, Steeple Road, Mayland, a change of use to a yoga. It's a departure from the local plan, hence it's here, but is a recommendation to approve.
Thank you, Chairman. The Planning Commission has sought for a change of use of rooms 8 and 9 in Marine House, Steeple Road, to an E2 use. The rooms are at first floor level and are proposed to be used as a yoga studio. Here you can see the location plan. The block plan showing the two car parking areas to the east and west also. And photos of the sites of the proposed rooms will be at first floor level here. This is one of the car parking areas. There's a car parking area here to the rear and the entrance right into the site. The proposal would result in the loss of a Class B use on the site which is allocated under policy E1 of the MDP. However, having regard to previous appeal decisions in the Morgan District, planning decisions within the Mainland Industrial Estate and representation received from properties and members of the public, it is considered that the proposed change of use would provide some benefit to the local community. Furthermore, the proposed use, subject to being restricted to yoga use and other recommended conditions, would not materially harm the character and appearance of the area. It would also not materially harm the amenities of favourite occupiers and would provide sufficient being formed by the citizens. Therefore, the proposal is recommended for approval. Members' attention is also drawn to the members' update which was circulated. It should also be noted that a further letter of support was received since that was circulated, but the supporting comments do not provide any new material planning considerations. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Two speakers again for this application. The first one is a supporter, Karen Patty. And Karen, you've got 2 minutes to state the case.
Okay.
The moment you start speaking.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Yoga works. I've been a student at Venice for about 8 years, and in that time I've seen massive improvements to my stress levels and general well-being. Benefits of yoga have been proved through multiple studies. If the application for the change of use of rooms 8 and 9 at Marine House to a restricted D2 listing for use as a yoga studio was approved, these health benefits would be made available to a wider audience in a dedicated yoga space. Demand for classes can be proven as all the classes that Emma currently offers are fully subscribed with regular requests for spaces being posted on her Facebook group. The nearest dedicated yoga studio, according to Google Maps, is in South End, a 50-minute drive from Mayland. There are a few spaces on the Denji Peninsula dedicated to promoting health and well-being, so this would be a welcome and much-needed addition. If the application were approved, it would cause no detriment to local residents. Many students, including myself, are local and walk to class, and there will be no external changes to the building. Rooms 8 and 9 have been empty for many months, and indeed many years in the case of room 8, and there has been no interest from other prospective leases. Conversion to a yoga studio would bring more people to the estate and provide a much-needed social space to an isolated area. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. And the second speaker is the applicant, this is Emma Turnbull. And here's Turnbull, you've got 2 minutes.
Evening. I've been running yoga classes in the community for over 13 years. Many of the same students have come every single week for that time and we've built a strong community. We're now looking for permanent location. Many students walk to class and can continue to do so in this new venue. Mayland is a rural location that is not highly sought after for office locations, yet being a small community with very limited public transport, yoga classes at a studio can provide social, physical and mental well-being to the local community. The nearest studio of this type is a 50-minute drive away, which is even harder to reach by public transport. The local development plan does provide scope for changing from an employment class if the site would have a greater benefit to the local community, which I think we've highlighted above. The change of use will not impact the character or appearance of the building or the area, as we are not making any external changes. And in fact, my proposal will transform rooms that have been vacant for many years and are in a poor state of repair. There has been no interest in using them for employment, and as such, they are providing no benefit to the community, whereas a yoga studio would be. There is adequate parking, and as I've said, many students walk to class and others car share. Teaching yoga is quiet and low-key, so will not disturb any neighbouring properties. The nearest neighbour is the site owner, who fully supports the proposal. Another unit at the same location was already given change of use for a children's play centre, so it's been previously accepted that a D2 use can operate within the employment site. So I'd like to thank you for listening, and I hope you consider it.
Chairman, just to say I would move the officer's recommendation. I welcome this application, actually I have no problem with it. We've allowed a boxing club, which started off in Mayland actually, which moved to Malden because the numbers grew. We also allow, as mentioned, in the nursery, we do it on our own, Springfield, we've got a nursery there. So I do welcome this because it will have community benefits. It will also give young people, if they want to do something like the Mayland Boxing Club, actually introduced something which gave young people something to engage in, which actually gave a diversionary tactic to stop them getting involved in perhaps other things that weren't so useful. So I welcome this, and I would move the officer's recommendation, Chairman. Approved.
Councillor Helm. I fully support this application, but I find it rather strange that we have Monday to Sunday and bank holidays, 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night, which I fully welcome, by the way, but the rest of the estate can't do that.
Different time, big two.
You know, so I just, can I just ask, what's the difference?
That's what I've got.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it. But what I'm saying is it's on an industrial estate, and no one else on that industrial estate is allowed to work those hours.
So that's the employment. This is
we need to support our industry as well.
But, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that
I'm nothing against employment, but I'm concerning this, and I think the hours are fine for the use that this is seeking. So I move the officer's recommendation with the conditions and allowing those times, Chairman.
I have got a position on everything, and you'll please know that it's not the Lotus. I support this. But on page 43, it talks about the installation of an air conditioning unit, should be conditioned. But under the conditions, there isn't a condition that deals with that. Although, can I just ask if the fallback position is condition 5?
It's an informative.
Which talks about... I can't see an informative there, but it talks about music, speech or other such sounds. So would that be covered by that? I think it would.
Thank you, Chairman. Six tests for a condition, members know one of them is necessary. External air conditioning units would require planning permission anyway, so a condition restricting external plant equipment wouldn't actually meet the six tests because it's not necessary. But the condition in relation to noise would cover sweep things, so internal air conditioning unit would be covered by that.
Okay, agreed.
There's an informative, though, on ventilation.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to sign up.
So also that stress.
I want to go to Ireland.
That's why we're on 7 days a week.
Councillor Elliott. I agree. I haven't got the energy. If there's no contrary views, could we please, the recommendation is to approve.
Green.
Those in favour, please show. Basically, yes, 100%. Okay, thank you very much. Move on, agenda item 7. Land North of Rosemary, Mangrat Estate, Burnham on Crouch. Outline planning application for the erection of 2 dwellings. It's member calling for the public interest, but there's a recommendation to refuse.
Who called it in?
Who called it in?
It's
supposed to be on there.
Yeah, there is put my name's always put on.
Burnham member.
Who's on here?
No,
we didn't.
Right. My name's always put on when I call something.
I know mine is as well. But
I think, Chairman, I think we need to know, because obviously it'd be interesting to hear the views of that person.
Yes.
Particularly if it accords with the recommendation, because we're supposed to be dealing with things slightly differently, so I think it's important that someone around the table has to know the answer to this.
Well, maybe we'll find out as time goes on.
Well, it might not be called in, Chairman.
I think
might not be called in.
We need to know.
We do need to know.
I don't know. Is it a requirement?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to say.
Well, my name's on here for calling in first.
No, 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 I get my name in as well.
So mine's always in.
Whether it's a requirement or not, I'm not sure.
If it's not being called in, then it defaults to the officer. It defaults to the officer.
So, to call in, Chairman, it's either Burnham members or South East members?
No, no, Burnham only.
Just Burnham members. And for Burnham, deny calling it in.
I've got a torch.
No.
Well, if you're not being called in, then whatever we're about to be doing is ultra vires.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be here.
Hang on, if you're going to try and find out.
If it's here, it was called in.
There's a sword of Damocles hanging over the burn. Let's hope that might find it. This one's nothing to do with that. If it hasn't been called in, you can't consider it.
Then you can do it before. Mm.
Do you want to find out? Is it you, Bob?
Me.
Confession.
It's me.
It's you. Well, there we go then.
Oh, did you
forget? Right in the very early days, I was asked to by the. I've just checked it. I was asked by the Town Council Planning Committee. So I did it there and then. On the 25th of August.
Right, that's sorted.
That's sorted. I'm not sure it's relevant, but it's sorted. So please, we have a presentation.
Thank you, Chairman. Outland Planning Commission is sought for the erection of two dwellings. The site is situated outside of the defined settlement boundary in the west of Mangache. The application follows a previous refused outline application, which was not considered acceptable in principle due to its location outside of the defined settlement boundary. It is not considered that there are any material considerations as part of this application which is also this position. Here you can see the proposed site plan. The proposed elevation for floor plans for plot 1. Same for plot 2. Proposed garage plans and elevations. Proposed street scene. Photos of the application site in some surrounding area. Some more photos. This is the site plan for the previously refused outline application and the elevation for the previously refused application. Not only is the principle of development not established, but the proposed development by reason of its layout, scale and height represents an incongruous and dense form of development, which is out of keeping with the open and rural brain of the area. And also the intrusive character of using frontage. Furthermore, the design of plot 2 is considered to lack architectural merit and will harm the visual amenity of the site and locality. In addition, due to the proximity of the development to noise generating sources and the lack of a submitted noise survey demonstrating the noise concerns could be overcome, it is considered that the potential impact on the residential amenity of neighbouring occupiers is unacceptable and contrary to the local development plan. Therefore, the application is recommended for refusal.
Thank you. There's nobody wishing to speak tonight, so we'll move on to ward members, ward members. Councillor Pratt, do you have any comment to make?
Well, Chairman, this is the dilemma of members calling when you are asked by the planning committee of the town council. It was outside of the development area, it was against their neighbourhood plan. And I think there is a certain concern that the neighbourhood plan is not being given enough weight, if not by this committee, certainly by inspectors. So yes, I do think bringing it to the committee was in the public interest. As it's outside, I bring the recommendation of the officer.
I mean, my viewpoint would be on something like that, that I would have asked for it to be called in subject to recommendation to approval.
Well,
but it's
I understand that if the recommendation is to refuse, if at that draft stage that the member calling in is normally asked, do you still want to call it in? I have had no question, and here it is.
I suspect that's because the officers didn't know that you were.
They couldn't find your name. That's a good name.
Thank you, Joe. I agree with the councillor, and I would propose that we accept the officer's recommendation.
Other borough members? In that case, Councillor Helm, I think I saw first, and Councillor Fruger.
Can I just point out this is outside the LDC, outside the development plan for Burn, as is Stony Hills. We refuse that. We want they want on appeal. So how do we stand here?
So,
well,
Mr. Chairman, I think obviously, as with all applications, each one must be dealt with its own merit. And as I've said many times, I mean, before we get bored of me saying things out of this, but just being outside the setting boundary on its own is not a reason for refusal. You need to be able to show demonstrable harm. You know, in relation to some schemes that may. Officers may recommend refusal because we actually do not consider this demonstrable harm. If being outside the setting boundary, the officers report that the refusal explains why this is different. Thank you.
Councillor Fugle.
Thank you, Chair. 5.2.1 talks about five-year man's transaction.
Wait, which was that?
5.2.1, Chairman, on page 51, if you just scroll down. Oh, how quaint.
Very it's the way I intend to stay, Councillor
Fugle. Only to May, I understand. Page 51. Chairman, when we talk about five-year man's account, I would question the 6.04-year housing land supply because, of course, the Secretary of State's now changed all the rules. But I am delighted to inform this committee that even with the rules, which are not set in favour of local planning authorities, we still do have a five-year land supply, and we are one of the very few councils that does, that because they've all been reduced by about 20%. For various reasons, which you know, and I don't need to explain to you because I've forgotten them all, but our five-year land supply is above 5, but it's not 6.4, and we should be commended for delivering the amount of houses that we have done in the past and we plan to do in the next 5 years. And that's because of this Conservative administration.
Is that despite the failure of the
Heritage
Park
suburb
at the
moment? Being chairman of the council, yeah, it's still able to
demonstrate. Yeah, 5 year
plus.
Okay,
thank
you.
The boys. Two questions, or perhaps one question and half a question and a comment. How far is this developed or proposed two bungalows from, I forget what it's called, but that development that's just been opened on the left.
A lucky shot by Gladman's.
Yeah.
How far is that away?
Yeah.
That's
side one, yeah.
Because I'm conscious of the Councillor Helm's comment about Stony Hills. The other question is when we were given the delightful I think the comment was made about one of the bungalows not being good enough for the street scene or something. I forget the actual word.
Paraphrasing
bungalow. But this is outlined and
detail.
This sort of detail. So should that actually form part of the refusal?
Yeah, because it's been supplied as part of the information.
Chairman, that explains that I think appearances for consideration as part of this. It's not full outline. There are details required.
Chairman, can I come back, please, in relation to the site plan?
You've got yours on.
Okay, so where is the Gladman development?
The other side of the track. Other side of Main Gap's Chase. Where's
this partnership?
There was a better one actually. Can you come out? There's another one. So that is the that's the application site hatched in red. So where's the Gladman development? Well, do you know, those clever people in Bristol have told us that that's a sustainable location. All of a sudden, I'm beginning to see this completely differently. And if there is, I want my vote recorded on this, because we saw what happened at Stanley Hills, and now we face the prospect of massive. I'm not absolutely sure. I always listen to Mrs. Stanley, but I'm not absolutely sure that's right, is it? Go on, up then, point there is. I thought it was now opposite the cemetery, isn't it? We've had an officer, Chairman. You may think I'm out of order, but we've had an officer here point to a piece of land opposite the application site and has said that land has planning permission granted on appeal. Now, I thought it was called land opposite the cemetery. Well, I'll give way to the Bourbon members, because they're sure to know where it is.
I thought there was one granted on appeal. No, that's... No.
I'm
on my mobile. Is yours down as well?
Yeah, that's why we can't.
Chairman, you could
always have been... It's not paper.
Chairman, boys. I think the safe option is to go with the officer's recommendation.
No, it's not safe. It's
a chicken one.
I'm not saying too much because
I'm sure one of the Burnham members must remember where this appears.
Well, they dug test holes. Members, they dug test holes in that field last year.
Well, that could be for fracking.
It wasn't. It was the Gladstones.
It's ridiculous. It's almost going to hard tape because we can't get in. What does that look like?
We can't refuse this.
So I'm going to go
highlight is that as a material consideration of the point of reference is the amount of applications we've had in close proximity to some of the strategic sites over the last number of years where they have been in similar relationships and inspectors have dismissed the appeal saying that large treatment sites are materially different to this, so that should be a consideration for members.
As well as Stanley Hill.
The cancer helms.
Yeah. I would like to propose we accept this application against officers' recommendation.
I think we need a bit of an answer before we need to have an answer on some of this.
Surely you'll pick it up from the
moment. But the wonders of modern science have kept up, and it's only paper that's working at the moment. Cancer, Ms.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's really relevant that we've been given possible wrong information by the officers. I think that needs to be noted, and I think we need to know the truth before it comes to committee. We don't have many members, actually, parishioners here this evening, but I think it's really important that the officers bring to us the correct information, and I think this is really bad that we are not given the right information. I want it noted, please.
Councillor Beale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we've been in this situation before, no matter who is to fault or whatever, it's always advisable to defer it until the officers can come with the correct information for us to make a decision. And I think this is an ideal arrangement at the moment to defer this. Don't make any comments which may put us into an awkward situation until we know exactly what the actual facts are. And so I would suggest that we defer this, and so the officers at the next meeting can bring that information along.
Is that seconded?
No.
We should
do it. What was that vote?
It was... You had three seconders.
Well, if we're getting...
But it wasn't voted on.
Well, it's been seconded.
I just want a few seconds for Mr. Lee to see if he can find anything, but apparently he's backed up completely.
We all have. Yours down as well.
Anybody else seems to have backed up.
I'm all right.
Going down here like crazy tonight.
I'm all right.
Chairman, I haven't even been on the laptop tonight. That's why I've been quite quiet, because I have not been able to access Wi-Fi. I've had to go on my mobile. To be honest, Chairman, I'm understanding we're not allowed to have paper copies. So in something like this, I don't feel content to make a lot of profound statements.
I think it's opened another question. It's time we went back to paper, but that's another story. We have a proposal duly seconded to defer the application. Those in favour of a deferral, please show. Which is a distinct majority. Any against?
On the grounds that I advise Mr. Jolly to appeal for non-determination based on the fact that the officers...
Well, that's another matter. We have nevertheless agreed to
defer this. That's the most terrible thing I think this committee's ever had to deal with. And I'm just about to go to Gladwell's Burnham on Crown.
This is down
right,
now.
Well,
this
it's a bit late. Well, no, it's deferred. We move on to agenda item 8. Any other items of business the chairman of the committee decides are urgent. I can think of one or two, but I don't think I can use them.
Mr. Chairman, this is completely out of different situation, but could I, for you, ask a question of the leader?
No, not at the moment, because it's outside the items of business.
Okay.
You can do it at full council.
And I look forward to it.
And therefore, I close the meeting at 8:21.